Now, you may know that Senator Menendez, a Democrat, was just recently criminally indicted for bribery and official corruption. He's been accused of accepting gold bars. Yeah, old school, right? But that's the point here. We're going to talk about gold bars. But he also accepted cash, and this was allegedly in exchange for favors, really pressuring the DOJ to not indict one of his buddies, who is a property developer business guy, who was indicted on felony charges and ended up only getting probation because of the pressure from the senator, who is best friends with one of the DOJ prosecutors who was involved with the case. So it turns out, if you buy off a senator with gold, then you too can get probation instead of jail time. Apparently, it was multiple gold bars. I don't know the total, but even one gold bar is, you know, some pretty substantial amount of money. So clearly some value exchanged hands. Now, there are so many stories in this. The obvious story, which I'm not going to focus on here, is that, yes, many U.S. senators are totally corrupt criminals, and they get kickbacks and bribes all the time. In fact, all this funding of money for Ukraine, there are so many kickbacks going to people in the State Department, people in Congress, people in the Senate. It's just a money laundering racket. That's mostly what this is. But that's not the focus of this podcast. I want to focus on the fact, and this will be really short, actually, the fact that they use gold to transfer wealth in a private manner. Now, number one, we're told that gold is an ancient relic, that it's useless. Nobody wants gold. Well, clearly United States senators, or at least this one, values gold. And it's amazing to me that this senator got caught. I wonder how he got caught. Apparently he admitted to having accepted this gold a couple of years ago, or I think in 2020. But without that admission, one question is, how would anybody have even known that he got the gold? And so what Senator Menendez is demonstrating here is not only that he's probably a corrupt criminal, but he's also demonstrating the privacy value of precious metals, which is kind of an interesting silver lining to this story, and the fact that gold has value and it is a means of transferring wealth that no one can track. See, why didn't Senator Menendez accept a bribe as a business check or a wire transfer or, you know, some other trackable, traceable payoff? Well, the answer is obvious because, well, it would be very easy to be found, to be seen having done that. He accepted gold bars because gold is, in essence, private. Physical gold, you hand it to somebody, there's no electronic record of that. There are no bank logs. And if you and the other party decide to keep it a secret, nobody knows, frankly. Nobody knows, not the government, not anybody. So I'm curious how this became known, by the way. But it emphasizes, again, the privacy features of precious metals are really important for us to understand. And obviously, I'm not condoning any kind of bribery or fraud or kickbacks or corruption, anything like that. But if you're at a farmer's market, let's say, and you're in a post-collapse environment, or maybe just right now, and you want to be purchasing things privately, you don't want the banks or the credit card companies to know that you bought, I don't know, garden seeds or raw milk, let's say, which is frankly a crime in some areas, some states like Oregon, California. Well, guess what? Junk silver is perfect for this application. And so is gold at large enough transactions. But silver and gold, nobody knows. And so we can learn something from the criminal Senator Menendez. We can learn that even when these senators tend to vote for surveillance systems to spy on us, they themselves use privacy-oriented means of exchange, right? I mean, Senator Menendez would no doubt vote for CBDCs. He wants the government to spy on you, but he doesn't want anybody to know that he's taking gold bars in exchange for apparently, you know, political favors and corruption and kickbacks and whatever. So keep that in mind. He's demonstrating an important property of gold. And if you want to store your own assets in a way that is private, that is physical, that is real, that is going to survive the downfall of every fiat currency, and frankly, throughout history, the downfall of every society, then consider precious metals. If you're looking for a good source, I definitely recommend our sponsor in that space, the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company, because they have treated people so well, and they have guaranteed delivery, insured delivery, and they can get you precious metals either in your hands, or they can set up an IRA for you that is IRS compliant. So reach out to them at metalswithmike.com. Again, that's metalswithmike.com, and check out their real-time prices. They publish them live on their website. They're real-time. And know that I do not earn any commission for any sales of those products. So the prices are really good, really strong. I mean, low, but strongly competitive. So you're going to get a fantastic deal, and you're not paying extra, you know, for me to get a cut or anything like that. They're just regular sponsors. They pay a flat fee to help support our network, and then I plug them whenever it's appropriate. That's our arrangement. So check it out. Again, metalswithmike.com. And if you want to know whether gold is worth anything, ask Senator Menendez or read his testimony in his criminal prosecutions that are coming up. That's going to be interesting. But anyway, obviously, I don't condone illegal use of gold, but I do advocate privacy, and gold and silver and certain forms of crypto do help you achieve that privacy. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here of Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. Take care.